Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was the one whose mediation was sought by the birds of the desert, the one who held stones in his hands and they glorified Allah azza wa jal, the one who is the intercessor for the ummah, the one who is beautiful, the essence and soul of our lives, the comfort and coolness of our eyes, the one in whom the hope of salvation lies, the one who journeyed through the seven skies, whose face is more beautiful than the sunrise, and who is the owner and distributor of paradise, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "Recite Durood e Pak upon me in abundance, as this is purification for you." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, in a beautiful narration, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "For every act of piety, man is rewarded 10 to 700 times or more. But Allah Azza wa Jal has said that fasting is for me and I will give its reward." And in relation to this blessed Hadith Mubarakah, the scholars write that in this Hadith Mubarakah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, "I am its reward. Indeed, those who fast have the honor of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal." Subhanallah. Sayyidina Sa'al bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that there is a door to Jannah called Riyan, and on the day of judgment, this door will be opened for those who fasted in this world. No one else will be allowed to enter through this door. It will be announced, "Where are those people who used to fast?" They will stand up, and no one else will be allowed to enter through this door. And once they have entered, it will be closed for everybody else. Subhanallah. Beautiful Hadith Mubarakah from Sahih Bukhari Sharif. What an amazing reward on the day of judgment when everybody is in fear, and yet those who have fasted, a specific door called Bab al-Rayyan is opened for them and they are called from it. Subhanallah. How fortunate are those Muslims who fast, who will be greatly honored on this amazing day. How fortunate are those who, while everybody else is stood about, will walk into Jannah and walk into bliss and peacefulness, into the great rewards and great bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, and have this great privilege of entering through Bab al-Rayyan, the door for the fasting. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, fasting is not just about not eating and not drinking. It is much more than that. In a Hadith Mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari Sharif, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "If anybody does not refrain from indecent talking or evil acts, remember, Allah Azza wa Jal does not need him remaining hungry and thirsty." Allahu Akbar. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, "Fasting implies abstaining not only from eating and drinking, but also from useless and indecent talking." Now, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this shows us that not only do we need to do good deeds in this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak to gain the blessings, but also to gain and save and treasure these blessings, we need to stay away from any acts which are disobedience in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We cannot do anything which displeases Allah Azza wa Jal or His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, if somebody fights you or abuses you, you should say to him, I am fasting. Now often what happens to us is unfortunately the complete opposite. As Ramadan al-Mubarak and the toil of it, the hard work, the fasting takes a little bit out of us, we become easily aggravated and angry. And we're waiting for an opportunity to pounce on somebody. Ramadan Mubarak, as I mentioned in one of the previous episodes, was the month of patience. We needed to learn to control ourselves. And yet, unfortunately, sometimes in the late afternoons or evenings, when the acid reflux is there and we're not feeling too great, at that point, it's almost as if everybody in the household needs to wear protective headgear, because if anybody says anything to me, I've got a roza, main roze se mujhse bach ke rahe. Pyare Islamiyo, that's not what roza was about. This fasting was there to instill into you piety, humbleness and sincerity in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This fasting was made obligatory upon you so that you would improve your behavior with those around you. You would respect and honor and dignify those around you. And yet, you're using the very same thing that came to give you this great status as an excuse to abuse those around you. The difficulty we fall into is this, that we fast all day, but because of our behavior, because of our indecent talk, we waste the reward. And this hadith of Mubarakah, and I'll read it again, is one that we need to keep in mind throughout the month of Ramadan. The best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most truthful and the most amazing, said this: if anyone does not refrain from indecent talking or evil acts, remember, Allah Azza wa Jal does not need him remaining hungry and thirsty. Allahu Akbar. Think about that very carefully. The Creator Supreme doesn't need your hunger and thirst. Your hunger and thirst is not what fasting is about. It is not why Allah Azza wa Jal has put Muslims through this great difficulty. The reason that Allah Azza wa Jal, who loves you more than 70 times the love of your mother, the love of Allah Azza wa Jal is beyond our comprehension. The mother's love is great and amazing, and it can't be accounted. You know, you can't take account of how much your mother loves you. This is how amazing it is. So why is Allah Azza wa Jal making you not eat and drink and to protect yourself in these hours of daylight? Because, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it is to instill spirituality and control and help you fight the nafs. It is to instill in you piousness. It is to get you away from sins, take you away from the fire of hell, and give you the keys to Jannah. It is exactly the way that a mother who loves the child, but when the child's ill and the doctor gives them a very bitter medicine, you will see the mother holding down the young child and thrusting the medicine into his mouth, even though the child's screaming and doesn't like it. The mother still loves the child. There is no difference in the love of the mother, but the mother knows that a little bit of pain for the child, a little bit of tasting this bitter medicine, and in the long term, it will cure many diseases of this child. In exactly the same way, Allah Azza wa Jal, who loves us more than 70 times more than our mothers love us, is saying that putting you through these difficulties will make you better people and will make you inheritors of the Jannah, the paradise of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is why there is much more to this Ramadan al-Mubarak than just avoiding eating and drinking. Every part of the body is fasting. Now this may come as a surprise to some people, but think about it. You're not just closing your mouth to food and drink, but every part of your body is fasting. And the fast of the different parts of the body is to refrain from sins and to do good deeds. Then you will gain the true essence of fasting. Just imagine the difficult day of the Day of Judgment, the terrible state and the terrified state that everybody will be in, the extreme hunger and their thirst. Nobody will recognize anybody. And sinners will be caught out. Their mouths will be sealed. Their body parts will testify to their sins. It's mentioned in Surah Yasin Sharif. Today we shall set seal on their mouths, and their hands will talk to us, and their feet will bear witness of their doing. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, if we continue to commit sins, on the day of judgment, your body parts will testify against you. If you commit sins of the eyes will testify. If you commit sins of the ears will testify. If you commit sins of the tongue will testify. If you commit sins of the stomach, the hands, the feet, they will all testify in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They will testify against you. Witnesses are not needed from outside. Allahu Akbar. This is why, to recognize the essence of fasting, we have to appreciate that fasting is not just closing the mouth to food and drink. It is much greater than that. It is protecting the eyes. Protecting the eyes from this era of social media, where very easily we are able to look at different videos and the wrong thing. It is protecting the eyes from the wrong thing on the television. It is protecting the eyes from going out to those places where you are going to inevitably fall into sin of looking at the wrong things. Going into the marketplaces unnecessarily to time pass, to spend time, to sit in front of the TV and watch dramas and music and films, and then say, I'm passing time. This is all disobedience in the court of Allah. Now, you were gifted with this eye. In a split second, it can analyze texture, distance, what it is, sends the signal to the back of the brain, and the brain analyzes it, and you're able to see. This was a great gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you lose your eyesight, then nobody can return it to you, apart from Allah Azza wa Jal. The Creator Supreme has gifted you with this amazing ability to see. And yet, even in the month of Ramadan, if we repay that by looking at the wrong thing, then how ungrateful are we? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the first thing we need to do is to protect our eyes from the wrong thing. Make sure that you're not looking at anything on your phone, which is going to break the fast of your eyes. Make sure that you're not looking at anything on the television, which is going to break the fast of your eyes. The spiritual fast, the barakah, the blessings of Ramadan. Make sure you don't go to any place where you will see the wrong thing, and it will affect the spirituality of your fast. And then, once you've protected your eyes from sin, it doesn't stop there. Because then you're in neutral territory. So you've taken this great gift of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you've protected it from the wrong thing. Is that enough? No. It goes further than that. Now, use this gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. And rather than just saying with the tongue, Ya Allah, I thank you for this gift, actually carry out actions where your gratefulness and your shukr in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is actually physical. Spend these ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal, these eyes, in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. How? Read the Quran. How? Look at a picture of the Kaaba Sharif. How? Look at a picture of the beautiful Gumbud Khazra Sharif. How? Look at the beautiful face of your parents. How? Look at the Islamic books. Look at the face of the Islamic scholars. Spend time using these eyes in things which please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Look at the streets of Medina. Look at the valleys of Makkah. Look at the Mount of Uhud Sharif. Look at the beautiful minarets of Masjid Nabawi Sharif. Look at the blessed gardens of Medina. Subhanallah. That is what these eyes were made for, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel. They weren't made for the filth that we put through them. Allahu Akbar. If we spend our days and nights with these eyes being used in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is true gratefulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if we spend these nights watching cricket and wrestling and this and that and playing games and watching TV, Allahu Akbar, on the day of judgment, the greatest regret will take us over. And we will think, why did we waste these precious moments? And then when it comes to the ears, these ears are a great gift as well. They were there so that you could listen to the tilawat of the Qur'an, the recitation of the Qur'an, the beautiful naats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You could inspire the love of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart. You could listen to the beautiful sunnah inspiring speeches of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. You could listen to Madani Channel. You could learn the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You could listen to the azan and akamat in the masjids. And yet, some of us will still be listening to music and songs in this month. Some of us will still be listening to useless gossip, indecent jokes, backbiting, tale-telling, finding faults in others. Okay, you're not doing it, but you're lending an ear to it. So if somebody is doing ghibat and he's going to go to the fire of hell through one door, because you have lent your ear, if there was nobody to listen to him, he wouldn't be backbiting. This is why we need to protect these ears from everything that's wrong. And we need to spend this month of Ramadan gradually building up a shield where nothing wrong enters from my eyes and nothing wrong enters from my ears. Because what we see and listen to are two major, major sources of the evil that gets instilled into our hearts and minds. If you look at the wrong thing or you listen to the wrong thing, that plays in your mind again and again. And it gradually corrupts your mind. It's like a virus. Whereas, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, if in this blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, we actually spend our time listening to the good things, those will take over our mind and they will instill into us taqwa and piety. And it will be true gratefulness and shukr in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for this great blessing of seeing and this great blessing of hearing. Then, there is one organ of the body, Allahu Akbar, which is the most dangerous. The tongue we use to utter all sorts of obscenities. Some brothers are so far down the evil path that they don't even realize they're swearing when they're talking. And in the halat of Roza, when fasting, they are talking and yet they're swearing. Why? Because it was a habit they had. Allahu Akbar. And although, from a shari point of view, swearing does not invalidate the fast, it wreaks havoc upon the spirituality of fasting. This tongue was gifted to you, and you got this power of speech, not to backbite, slander, make jokes, take the mickey out of people. No. This tongue was gifted to you for the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, for durood-e paak upon His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for recitation of the Holy Quran, for reading the naats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for giving dars to those around you, for inviting towards good and forbidding evil. This tongue was given to you for interacting with those around you to make your and their life more blissful. And yet, this tongue has now become the bane of our lives. How many times have we said things and then sat for hours regretting it? Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah says, "Pehle socho phir bolo." And we live in a society where what we do is we speak and utter these profanities and then for days and months regret it. Allahu Akbar. And sometimes staying silent was the answer. But we couldn't stay silent. Ikchup sosuk. One moment of silence reaps hundreds of benefits. And yet what do? We don't care for this. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered his companions to fast and then said, none of you is to do iftar until I permit you. So the people fasted, and in the evening the companions came individually to the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have fasted today. Give me permission to open my fast and to do iftar. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will allow them to do iftar. One of the companions came and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are two girls who have also fasted today. They feel shyness in coming here. Please allow them to do iftar. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned their blessed face away from him. He asked for a second time, but the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned their mubarak face away again. He then asked for the third time, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, revealing news of the unseen, ilmi ghaib, said, these two girls have not fasted. How can they say they have fasted? They have eaten the flesh of the people all day long. Go and tell them to vomit if they have fasted. The companion went and told them what the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and he asked them to vomit. And when they started to vomit, pieces of flesh came out of their mouth. He returned to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what has happened. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, I swear by the one in whose hands my life is in, if it had remained in their stomachs, the fire would have eaten them. Allahu Akbar. And this was because they both spent the day backbiting. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we can spend the day fasting, but if we don't protect our tongue, then our fasts are not going to be lead to our salvation on the Day of Judgment. We are going to be in great difficulty. Evil talking is always bad. And when it's the month of Ramadan, we should keep our tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And let me remind you that silence is much better than useless talking. Sometimes we want to fill the void and we want to fill the gap. But silence is better. Don't try and do that, because you will make mistakes, you will get yourself into trouble, both in this world and in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The people of this world will hate you because you talk too much. And in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, useless talking can lead to all sorts of problems, because you will say things that you perhaps don't mean. So silence is better. But even better than silence is zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Keep your tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, protect the eyes in this Ramadan Mubarak. Protect the ears in this Ramadan Mubarak. And protect your tongue in this Ramadan Mubarak. Use this tongue to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Morning and evening, recite the Holy Quran. Morning and evening, speak to your parents in beautiful ways. Morning and evening, recite Nat-e Paks. Morning and evening, keep your tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Morning and evening, send Durood-e Paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Morning and evening, be nice to those around you. And watch how it is rewarded with peace and tranquility. How your life changes from a dilapidated garden, because we're being angry and annoyed and we're shouting at everybody, to a beautiful garden of peace and beauty and magnificence. Why? Because we have not only, through the good use of our tongue, made our life and our mind peaceful by remaining silent and only saying that what is necessary, but the lives of those around us. Then, my Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we come to the hands. These hands are a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know how great it would be that we spent the maximum time using these hands for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, helping in the masajid, cleaning the masjid, massaging the feet of our parents, helping our parents do whatever they're doing, helping around the house, holding the Holy Quran, holding books of deen. This is what these hands were made for. They weren't made to play cricket all day while you're fasting. Allahu Akbar. Let's think, how can I increase obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal by using these hands in ways that please Allah Azza wa Jal? Whether that is preparing or feeding the people at the time of iftar or sari, whether it's helping out in the house. And some of the brothers, they think, well, I don't help out. During the month of Ramadan, our Islamic sisters are particularly running around and they get very busy. And the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to help out in household matters. Why are we so arrogant and proud to do it? We should help as much as we can. Even if it's picking up the plates and taking them back to the sink, or helping to set out the dasturkhan, the eating mat. We should change and think, I'm going to use these hands to please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep a tasbih in your hand, a counter on your hand, and keep reading. If it stays in your hand in the month of Ramadan, you keep reading. And a lot of brothers, they shy away from this because they think, well, people might think that I'm trying to act pious, and they might think I'm showing off. Showing off is what is in your heart. If you are doing it purely because you know that for the time that this tasbih, this counter remains in your hand, you will keep doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. What other people think doesn't matter. And if you see somebody in the month of Ramadan with a tasbih in their hand, never do badghumani, never think bad of them, because that is a disease of the heart. Always think he is sincere and humble in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and pray that Allah Azza wa Jal gives us all sincerity. And then, feet. Use your feet for permissible acts. Use your feet to go towards the masajid. Use your feet to go out and give neki ki dawat, inspire people to come. Use your feet to attend the sunnah inspired into istimas. Use your feet to attend the madni kaflas. Use your feet in those ways that Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get pleased with. If you have the tawfiq, use your feet to go on umrah and perform the tawaf of the Kaaba. If you have the privilege and the honor and you can afford it, go to the streets of Medina and spend time in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Use these feet for good things rather than for going to bad things. Don't think, well, I'll spend a bit of time, I'll walk to the cinema, or I'll go and do this, or I'll go to these special mehfils of gapshap. You're using your feet for the wrong things. Use your feet in this month of Ramadan to constantly run between home, work, mosque, home, work, mosque, and then reap the rewards. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we have discussed today how to get the essence of Ramadan, not only by staying hungry and thirsty, but also by protecting our eyes, protecting our ears, protecting our tongues and our hands and our feet and our entire body from anything that disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal, any act which is considered an act of disobedience in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But not only that, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we need to try to do positive acts which please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, finally, it is not just about the outside, but there are diseases of the heart which the shaitan and nafs have gradually instilled into us. There is jealousy, vanity, pride, arrogance, and love of worldly matters. And in the month of Ramadan, you get a chance to cleanse your heart. As I mentioned at the beginning, one beautiful way that the scholars write of cleansing the inside is by excessive recitation of Durood-e Pak for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But also, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, ponder that no bad thought enters my mind. So I've reached a state where I've got rid of the sins. I'm doing pious acts with all the organs of the body. And now I'm reaching an even greater level where I want all my thoughts to be positive. I want to think of good things to do. I want to think of Makkah Sharif. I want to think of Kaaba Sharif. I want to think of the Holy Kaaba, Gumbad Khazra Sharif, the Sunari Jaliyah. I want this to be in my mind constantly. I don't want even evil thoughts. You know, there's an old saying that good thoughts are good fruit and bad thoughts are bad fruit. And you are the gardener. You can choose. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to prostrate in His court with humbleness and sincerity. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq, the ability to gain maximum blessings from this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.